بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى فضل الكرم الله تعالى has brought us here, myself first, to realize the object and purpose of our life, and Allah Ta'ala has wants us to be connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. So how to get connection? Allah Ta'ala has made the system that Allah Ta'ala has taught us. But first of all, we should understand who we are. And we are the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person realizes this, and a slave is not like, we're not going into the detail now of all that, but it's not like a person that's working for you. In the early days, they were slaves. And this didn't start just from the time of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which people today must interpret. Slavery was from before, as we learn with regard to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. He was auctioned on the market, and people didn't know his value. And that also Allah Ta'ala teaches, who Allah Ta'ala loves. And then Allah Ta'ala makes the tarbiyat of such people themselves. And that is why the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Allah Ta'ala directly made that tarbiyat. And tarbiyat is what we're calling this nurturing. That's Islah, that's Khanka all about. That a person tell you not, our Shaykh explained, if you plant a beautiful tree, and as the stem is coming out, we know if the winds are blowing, and you don't tie a rod or something strong to keep it firm, then eventually it goes crooked and crooked. And then when the thing is halfway down, crooked, to bring it straight, it's a big task. And today we see we're living in that time that we just take it for granted. I'm a student of Deen, or first of all myself, if we think we are teaching students of Deen, am I a ustad in the first place? Am I a parent in the first place? We just take it for granted. The object is to complete the course. The cause is not the syllabus is not to complete the kitab. The syllabus is how much of the reality of that came into my life. How much is in my life, as a parent should know that if you want your child to be straight, then see whether you are straight first of all. Because Allah Ta'ala teaches us, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لا تعلمون شيئا. That it is Allah Rabbul Izzat who is our creator, our sustainer, and Allah Rabbul Izzat made us in the womb of our mothers, and Allah took so much care, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one, that great being, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat who is ever, Allah Ta'ala is our creator. Creator is al-awwal wal-akhir, wal-zahir wal-batin. There is no question that before shaitan makes us effort to all the time bring dirt into our minds, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. So where was Allah? Allah is wajibul wujud. Allah is all the time existing. And a creator is the one who brings things into existence. And Allah is our Rabb, who has brought us into existence. What no, the Allah Ta'ala is that great being who brings things from non-existence into existence. And Allah Ta'ala then nurtures it. So we see Allah Ta'ala is out of, and Allah Ta'ala taught us through the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, to Allah Ta'ala made their tarbiyah directly. And our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose sadqa we all, the whole world is existing. Allah Ta'ala created the entire universe. And how to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah sent our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, as human beings, we think we are loving, but as the mashayikh, they can see us. In other words, how we loving, we think we are human beings, but in reality, Allah Ta'ala informs us that لَوْمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِيَا وَلَوْمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِيَا وَلَوْمْ عَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِيَا. And this, it's not I'm giving a lesson, I'm making muzakara for myself. And all of us should realize, and this is Allah Ta'ala's command also to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that explain to the people who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And over, Allah Ta'ala in different ways, according to our level, Allah Ta'ala made insan, and through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala gives simple examples. And if a person doesn't come in the right company, that is, you go to an institution to learn, but the ustad or the teacher himself doesn't have his own tarbiyat. He doesn't know who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the reality we'll see today. We're living in a time to explain a parent also. It's so difficult that we'll just utter words that we lose our iman. And the time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a brief glimpse. What was the condition that time? Zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd. That there was layers of darkness. In other words, when we talk of darkness, today myself, first, we can't understand. We think darkness is the outward. And today we say, yes, there's a lot of load shedding. Whereas that is not in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was not the question of light. And there was no question of big homes like myself. We think my success is that I must have all the systems in place. But am I looking at my reality? The houses, the building is not important. The person himself is important. But that is that is why our Allah Ta'ala system, Allah is so kind and merciful. Allah Ta'ala did not create us here to get lost and to become like animals. And today we can understand it clearly that I say I'm a human being, but my eyes I can't control. Allah Ta'ala says we got hearts, but the heart supposed to be supposed to be pure only for our creator, our sustainer, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to find Allah, it is impossible without the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave us Qur'an al-Kareem, our constitution, how to love. But we find, if Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is such, Allah Ta'ala could have sent down Qur'an al-Kareem, like the previous scriptures, and in book form, and we see how, in kitab form, how the learned people of that time, and who had iman, how they altered it. And here Allah Ta'ala's kindness and mercy, as Hazrat is explaining so beautifully yesterday also, that Allah has sent down Munazzal minas sama. Allah Ta'ala Himself, إِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحِ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. So this lessons and this what we have come here for myself is, it's not the outward lessons that we all know. All of us, myself, we all, if we say, what is the sunnah of getting up in the morning? We all know. Even our children were able to rattle it up. But it's not to know it and to even memorize it and give a big bayan on sunnah. It won't have effect on my life, on anybody's life. But when the reality comes into me, automatically, I won't able to love without the sunnats of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is what is Noor. That is the light. Allah Ta'ala explains that we created mankind and for our obedience. And to be an obedient slave of Allah is the most honorable. As we will carry on, inshallah, Allah give me all of us tawfiq that we make this intention first of all. That, Ya Allah, I have come here myself. I am speaking here. This reality must come into me. That وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَوُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind yourself. And remember, reminder is always beneficial, supposed to be beneficial for all human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here actually, in Surah Az-Zariyat, Allah Ta'ala is consoling Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have sent you here to explain to people, your own family won't realize that we are living in darkness. Today you tell a person that don't send your child to this institution and don't send your child to the school or to the crèche. You say, Maulana is mad, he doesn't know what which world he's living in. And that Allah consoled Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in such a beautiful way Allah Ta'ala put it, that from generations, from Adam Alayhi Salaam, and then particularly from the time of Nuh Alayhi Salaam, was the first Nabi of Allah, who Allah gave him a Shariat, a way, that the commands of Allah Ta'ala how to love. And Adam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Allah taught him all the necessities of our basic necessities to live on earth. So all that, Allah made all the arrangements. All we have to do is just follow the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how honorable we will be, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it. From the time Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi, and see the reality is, outwardly a person will doesn't even know from what you are created, from sand and water. But that sand and water, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator, that same sand and water, Allah Ta'ala can turn it in a split moment into the best thing. And in a split moment, Allah Ta'ala can turn that the outwardly which thinks it's the best thing, that I am the imam or I am the mufti or whatever. But if we don't have the nur of iman and the nur of taqwa in our hearts, then today where we have landed up? That now we have become robots, that our mufti online, AI will give us whatever answer I want. So is that, and a real person who is worried that I am going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala reminded us and informed us that, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, that what you think, you just came into the world like this, that you just came into existence on your own, and now you must do what you want to. You can, nobody must tell you what to do. So this is the time that people can't understand what is Nur of Iman. When we talk of light today, and what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to us directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat, it shows how concerned and worthy Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, Allah Ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an Kareem with so much love and kindness, and we are so fortunate that we are the ummatis of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what is called, as we in the introduction on Yawmul Khamis, we learned briefly that to have this nisbat, to know who we are, who are we connected to. A person who you are connected to, automatic and connection is not just Allah Akbar. We're not going into that detail now, inshallah, when we start briefly try and make muzakara of Anwar al-Salah, then more of this detail through the barakat of our the mashayikh, and through the barakat, then we'll understand why we'll say through the barakat of our mashayikh, through the barakat of our sheikh. Today, as even we can become the learned people, and today is the zamana where we called ulama, learned scholars, whereas it's not learned, you're not a scholar, you have become an alim of deen, that Allah Ta'ala has given you an honorable title. Like a person, Allah Ta'ala made you a hafiz. Allah Ta'ala gave you so much honor that now the one sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protection, Allah has given us that honor to put that in front of our name, hafiz. But let us understand and realize, Allah Ta'ala taught us as parents also, through our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a parent should realize that give your child a good name. And what is a good name? Today we that also we haven't understood. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah we'll discuss all that. But through the fadl and karam of our honorable sheikh and all our mashayikh, the silsila, this is such a chain, and this is connection with Allah Ta'ala which reaches directly through our Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not something, and that is why our Dada Sheikh used to always say that Hamara Tasawuf, or our Tasawuf, is not made up by just our outward actions. It's Mudallal, it is proven by Shariat. And Shariat, well, that is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, the demand, and as we will learn in Anwarul Salah, that a person, myself, each one have to check ourselves. I think that, no, I'm coming to the masjid, in the house of who? Do I understand whose house this is, first of all? So we, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here so beautifully, that I want to make you my beloved. So in kuntum tu kul, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. That announce, O my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be a beloved is very, to be a lover is very easy. That any person can be a lover. A person who's poor, who's an ordinary beggar on the street also, he can be a lover. Like our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. Everybody loves a rose, but to be a rose, you need qualities. So to be a lover is very easy. But to be a beloved, and we all want to be beloveds, and beloveds of who? Our Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. To become a beloved, let us understand we need qualities. And qualities are not outward. What the person can be well dressed, everything. But the qualities are inside. What is inside, that will automatically show outside. And that is why, as we will learn, our Hazrat explained, these causes that we have come here for, to come to the Khanka, is not actually just to come here and we will spend our time in the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the man of Allah ta'ala, all the arrangements are made by Allah ta'ala. For us, that to come here, not just that I'll get a nice food, I'll get a nice place to sleep, and the environment, we have to see why our intention has to be correct first of all. That I have come here, even whether we are, myself, not even zero, not even a student, were to be a student of deen, but a person comes here with the intention that I want to make my Islah. Islah means that purify my heart, and everybody is worried of this, that your outward, your car just gets little messed, you will blame the rain today. Ali Azubillah. Allah save us, that I just washed my car now and see all the rain came and all this mud. Now we worried about that. Whereas we'll realize all this, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, understanding. And this is not the, what I am talking, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah. And in reality, Allah save myself, all of us, from the darkness of the heart. And we get connected through our Shaykh and right up to the silsila, right to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and directly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person then realizes who you are, the slave of Allah Ta'ala, you won't help just when you wake up in the morning and you realize, I didn't get up on my own. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. And then Allah Ta'ala introduces Himself, Suratul Fatiha. Open, this is what we have come here for, the opening. And what opening? Today everybody is worried that you go to the cardiologist, or you just go to a checkup for an ordinary doctor, and he'll tell you that, I think your heartbeat doesn't seem right, or your blood pressure is, we all will get excited. But our spiritual, which is farz, like how namaz is farz, Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, the spiritual doctors, the hukama, and the greatest of all, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time also, people didn't realize that they were, and then those who came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the right intention, and with the niyat now, that now my heart must be, and in fact, many of us, we don't even, myself first of all, we think that I'm coming with a niyyah, with an intention in my heart for Islam. But when the realization come, then I'll realize that my heart is still black. And Allah Ta'ala, and then a person will always be worried that all the time, purification has to take place all the time. So all the time, to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made it so easy. The cause also is so easy and so beloved that we have to follow the most beloved and most honorable love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's mahbub izbilavad Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam izbilavad is Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. And all those who came in the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a split moment, and the heart operation took place. Immediately they'll mention to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we can't understand this reality, and to mention it myself, it's a person with a black heart like myself, it's dangerous that Sahaba Rajnam used to admit clearly, oh, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell before you made operation of the heart, that means tell before through your spiritual connection, Iman came into my heart, tell that time, even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Amirul Mu'mineen, he says that you are the most addressing our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is explaining that how we appreciate that, and that is why when we hear the ash'ar of our beloved Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, this is all what is called, we won't understand what is inspiration. But as you worry of your heart, your spiritual heart, your reality, our ruh, then in this heart, all the scans in the world won't able to see it. But the spiritual doctors, they're able to see clearly. Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah, that's why he mentioned that apne the islah farz-e-ain hai, that to make your islah is farz-e-ain. It's like how namaz is farz. So, and you can't make your islah on your own. You can't correct your life on your own. You have to go, you can't do your own heart transfer, your best cardiologist in the world, he can't do his own heart operation. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that immediately Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, which we all claim to be the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, which as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is known as the third father of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So we all claim to be the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And today how shaitan is making an effort that we all should just accommodate one another. That we all from the same progeny. But in reality, we don't know our grandfather and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who he was. And the du'as that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the Allahu Akbar, ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya walakin kana hanifan muslima. He was firm on the straight path. And immediately when people didn't realize, then they tried to explain to them, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they're not explaining to us. They're explaining from their heart, and they're worried. And a person who realizes this, immediately he'll acknowledge that once upon a time, I hated this man. But today, my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are so beloved to me. And what is the sign? It's not all just words to say that I love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, in today's time, what interprets that lineage of yours, that nisbat, which takes us right to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the spiritual lineage. And that is why we should understand the reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. That is, today we live a life as if there is no reality like that. And that is why we say that why the ulama and the mashayikh, they just stress that we're not following sunnah. But a person who is not conscious and you are worried about him, you'll all the time wazakir fa inna zikra tanfa'ul mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the surah Zariyat that it seems that the nations from before, that they like made wasiyat. Wasiyat means when a person is passing away, he gives such advice that must, you must do this. One is nasiyat, you do it, you want to accept it, like Allah ta'ala mentions here, wazakir fa inna zikra tanfa'ul mu'minin. That keep on reminding one another, but really who will take lessons? The true believers. And who could be the greatest believer than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam continuously strive to pull out the people from darkness And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, to become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala will have to go through the cause. Then a person will appreciate. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding that how important is the revision of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the words, but to revise ourselves, those people who love us, and that is why Allah brought us here. And this is Islam, not just to memorize it. We see today, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that they aren't in the ufas like what they were before, that we say there was shortage of ufas. But as we will learn, they are the kitab anwarus salah, that is the amount of the spiritual light in salah, in namaz, then a person will never want to stay away from the masjid. And where there's darkness, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spelled it out clearly, were the most hated places in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the bazaars. And today we see what an effort shaitan is making. We are living now in that period which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained. It's the period of Dajjal. Total open deception. And now it's not just to attract us to buying, it is attracting us to come to kufr openly. So this is, a person has to be more worried. It's not just to get knowledge of deen, and as we have learned in Anwarul Salah, as a person gets, a person who got light, then he'll appreciate light. Like Hazrat explained, to get light now, why there is, the system of shaitan is, that the scientists will tell you that the matter cannot be created and matter cannot be destroyed. Whereas Allah Rabbul Izzat, who made matter before that? Allah Ta'ala doesn't need, Allah creates matter Himself, and not only Allah Ta'ala needs anybody. Allah Ta'ala is the creator, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Hazrat explained so beautifully, that when the system of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah explains also in Surah Az-Zariyat before, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to them, that, let them understand, Azdadu turafu bi al-ashya turafu bi azdadiha, that you can understand darkness if you got light, if you know what light is all about. So like that, people today we complain that load shedding, and that is outward. But the real load shedding is of the heart. When you don't know what is the light in the heart, nur of iman, then we won't understand all this, like myself. But when Allah brings us in this, and Allah wants us to live a life of enjoyment, and what we looking for enjoyment, where there's darkness. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, and then a person will understand that keep on reminding, and we ourselves will tell our children, I just told you just now, but think, as Hazrat says so beautifully, that a child of today will forget, a child of today will ask his parents 100 times, what is this? What a simple thing. What is that? The same thing he'll ask 100 times. In other words, over and over. But the father, who is a real father, he'll tell him and he'll explain to him, this is a bird, this is a bird, don't you know? But when that father gets old and he asks, what is this? He'll tell the father if he's a son that was trying to make khidmat. But if we're making khidmat just outwardly, you're trying to serve your parents outwardly, then your parents now become old and they ask you 2-3 times, say, but I told you already. And so, Allahu Akbar. So this is what is sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how to become a true heart, a true beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is the greatest honor that a person can achieve, to become the true beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has taught us from morning till night, from birth till death, that how to love like a honorable and a very great personality, to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that first of all, we wake up in the morning, and what we'll say? I woke up this time. But in reality, nobody knows exactly which minute your eyes open. Like that, nobody knows exactly which minute our real eyes are going to close, the eyes of the heart. And that is why Allah Ta'ala warns us, if we don't take heed to this cause, and we think, I just came now to spend my Ramadan Sharif. But actually, we have come here for a heart operation. And today, everybody, Allahu Akbar, when a person doesn't realize this reality, that we need a spiritual heart operation. And this is a very, very intricate operation. And how much, if you look at the outward condition, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The outward condition, when a person is told that you got some block valves, then everybody will say, you're the most important person in that house, or you're the CEO, or you can be the Prime Minister. Everybody will say, no, go right now. But Allah Ta'ala has warned us, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That this whole world is a box of deception. They just, outwardly they'll tell you, this is your life. Your heart is not your life. Our real life comes directly from Allah Ta'ala. Our ruh, our reality. And that we'll only know when Malakul Maut comes. And one clear sign of that, when a person passes away, those people who work with the janazas, and that also is so important. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah gave us two was. One is a silent lecture, and one is a speaking lecture. Everybody wants to say, let's hear who's the sheikh, how he gives bayan. It's not how he gives bayan, it's what is in him. That will affect the people. So when a person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kafa bil mauti wa'izan, that just when you hear about a person passed away, and you see the janaza, and if you're working with janaza, your heart's supposed to become more and more soft. But generally we see myself that if we become so hard, it is like now we just, and people will say, and they're doing such a great khidmat, they say, now we'll just leave the body the down, and we'll have our tea, etc. Whereas that is the time people whose hearts operation were open, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, just when he should hear of a janaza passing, or he used to go to Qabrastan, he used to cry so much that his beard used to get wet. And what people used to ask, oh Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you are that man that you are guaranteed already Jannat. But when you hear about, like Sahaba radiallahu, when their heart operation took place directly from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is, and today we see, we talk of open heart surgery, all that. But when a person gets the bull, he gets now another heart operation, another attack, whereas they didn't solve any attack. The real attack, as Hazrat says, our honorable illustrious Sheikh, and see, when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also, when they reached their peak, so to say, that they worried now the Ummah so much, my own people, over and over and warning them, but still they don't want to take heed, then they get worried of themselves. And that am I doing? So Allah Ta'ala console all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and indirectly consolation to all the Sadiqeen, which Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kudum as-sadiqeen. What is this taqwa all about? That I say I want taqwa, I want the fear of Allah. It's not, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, it is the love of Allah. When we love our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the sign of the love of Allah, all the time you'll be worried. You can get sick also. You can become old, but you'll be worried. Am I, whoever is making my khidmat also, and helping me, they may be still immature, but are they doing it the right way? Allahu Akbar. We've seen with our own Sheikh, that when Hazrat had to sit on the wheelchair, then also Hazrat was so conscious. Normally when you have to put the feet, then you facing the left side of the left feet. And if you want to lift that up first, Hazrat will kept his feet stiff. That is not first. And if you don't know, we have people like myself, we think we coming all the time for khanka that I'm coming to the khanka. But so long you're staying and you still don't know which feet you must lift up first and which feet you must put first. So all this is what the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not just a 5 minute just revising. That all the time we say have Taleem, which will bring Noor in the house. As Hazrat explained, scientists will tell you there's a vacuum, there's an empty space. But there's no empty space. Allah's system is that Allah says we have created opposites for you to make you realize. If you don't understand what is light, you won't understand it if you don't know what is darkness. So when we, in the evening normally, and today sadly, masjids are before even the namaz is hardly over properly. That is all nafal namaz, etc. Before the time of salah is over, hardly 15-20 minutes, the lights of the masjid are off and the doors are locked. Now if a person wants to, muazzin have to come to the masjid in the morning, open the, now it's dark. He doesn't have to give a bayan to the light. All he have to do, they just bring it on the one switch. So like that, today we say load shedding, and we there's actually load shedding in our iman. And the simple thing to do, if the lights go off, and we're living in a village for example, if we scream, lights, lights, it won't come. One simple person brings one candle in the masjid and he puts it on the minbar, so much light will come. So like that, myself, I have to think and check that we say we went over the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know it, how you get up in the morning. And children are still small, you ask them, you did it, they'll say we did it. And like Hazrat teaches us how the mashayikh are worried and how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll go through pain for myself to come right. Hazrat teaches us that myself, the most useless of all, it's easy to say it, but the reality we'll only know when Malakul Maut comes. When we sit on the Dastar Khan, Hazrat says, ulama also, when we start eating, we know this. Even the children will tell them, read your Bismillah. But when we start eating and we just see the Dastar Khan, especially we want to be with the Mashayikh, and that also an important point to learn. Our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a lot of people used to go with him for Dawat. So one person said that it's very nice to love with the Ahlullah. That all the time, Subah be Murk, the Dupair be Murk, or Sham be Murk. You'll get all the time free chicken on the Dastar Khan. Hazrat heard this. He says, Zalim, that is your clothes. You love what a person to become like that person. So your close friend, you would normally call him, in Urdu they'll say Zalim. That, what a friend are you? Oh Zalim, you didn't understand reality. If you should make the niyat that I don't want the chicken, I want the creator of chicken. Then you'll realize Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you on a golden tray without even desiring it. And like our Shaykh explained, like today also, when they have reached this age, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, and that is why you see just they're sitting amongst us, that they quiet in this age, but the Anwarat and the Noor that is the of Allah Ta'ala that is descending, they know. We don't know, we can't feel it. We say there's a flood of rain falling, but what rain is so? A flood of Rahmat is falling. But myself, we say, where's the Rahmat? If we only sit with an open heart and we come here with that intention, then we'll understand that real life, every aspect of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to be conscious. Then, all the darkness in the house, all this, the technology, etc. And now it is not only in the house, it's with me all the time. The cell phone, then a person will realize, the moment it comes in your hand, you'll be worried that I must use it the right way. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that the explanation was to myself, reminder that it is not just to revise the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that alone is very good. The words, as Hazrat taught us yesterday also, that the first day of Ramadan Sharif, made Maulana Muhammad Sahib read the hadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which that alone brings Noor. But this revision is that it must come into me, and the value of it must come into me. Then I'll know what the reality is. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, which we learn all this is only through the barakat of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, but still we see how useless I am. We talk about it, but if we just ponder and think that I am the worst ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we think we are beloved, we are dressed properly, but think if a person now you have to come give a lesson, then how we rushing? We don't even know whether I took out my left shoe first or whether I took out my right shoe first. And how today, Allahu Akbar, we just give a lesson on sunnat, and now I have to go to another program or something. How we rushing? We don't even know whether I went out of the honorable house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid, with my left foot or my right foot. And so consciousness, this reality has to come into me, all of us. And that is why the scores is very important. That it's not just the kitabs that will be written, what will be read. It is what in the heart of our mashayikh that comes from heart to heart. And that is what we should be begging, Ya Allah, that let me not just be, I'm sitting here for Hazrat Hakim Sahib, our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, Dil ke milne ki aur baat hai, agar che muddat se saath rahe. That you can be staying how long with the mashayikh, if our intention, myself, I have to take stock, each one of us, that I think that I'm a Khalifa, I'm this, but I don't have one iota of the life of my Shaykh, which is actually the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah give us out of His kindness, His mercy that Allah brought us here. Just this revision is very important. So immediately upon waking, see and how Islam and our deen and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much concern for every person. And our deen is just sarapa rahmat, only mercy. But we regard it today as difficult. Allah Ta'ala open the eyes of my heart and all of us, that when you wake up in the morning, we all know the first sunnah when you wake up, the eyes are groggy. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, rub our hands with the softness of the path. But all of us, let me look into my own heart. We shouldn't ask, we'll ask our children, did you do that? But did I do it myself this morning? And that is why we have come here. When I realize and I ponder, if we come here for Islam, already in our heart we'll be making Tawbah, Ya Allah, what a person am I? I'm not a human being, but I'm coming here and giving big bayan. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that reality. This is now the outward, to save your body. Allah Ta'ala is so kind that we all worried of the body to save your outward, your body, your vehicle. Allah Ta'ala to save that from harm also. When you get up in the morning, you groggy, and then you come, you got a big, Hazrat says you got a small injury, and you got a big bandage on your toe. What happened? Hey, today I got up and I kicked the corner of my bed. So if you get up like that, just in a rush, and you're going to hips class or whatever, and the first sunnah that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, rub our eyes. A human being doesn't just rush and get up. And it doesn't mean now you're going to rub your eyes for so long. That's a natural way of life, which is called fitrat. And today we are living unnatural way of life, so we think Islam is difficult. Aliyazu billah, Allah save me, all of us. And then a person immediately, what is deen, it's ingrained in us. Allah Ta'ala has created us on fitrat. And this is what shaitan wants to change. And we think that is so difficult. Why they stress so much? Ask that small beetle, poor the insect, when it's upside down, how it is struggling. And if we're not in sun, then we'll think, look at this insect. We'll feel, and if you're in sun, you'll feel pity. You'll just turn it slightly, just touch it slightly, put it on his feet, and you see how fast it's moving. So that is what the mashayikh actually just put us on our feet, and then we'll realize. Then we'll realize that I'm living upside down life. And we'll say, what's so much stress on the... You're living upside down, so you don't know what's the right side. So Allah Ta'ala has made the system so beautiful, and a person that lives a normal life, he can see, these people are living upside down and they don't want to come right. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. Then immediately it's supposed to be natural, and this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it must penetrate my heart. When the eyes open in the morning, you rub your eyes, that means you take the grogginess, While you're doing that, immediately from the bottom of your heart, it will be natural. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That my eyes didn't open up on my own. All praise to my Allah who gave me this another life to realize all this. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind as if I wiped out that previous life and I made tawbah and I got another life now. And that is why Hazrat explained, many mashayikh, you ask them, how old are you? They'll say, I'm only 2 years. But they look like 70 years. They say, 2 years, and you, but you're 70. See, only 2 years I realize I'm as live like a human being. So Allah Ta'ala, so I'm not even 0 years, minus 0 years. So Allah give me all the reality, understanding that we make dua for one another and realize we've come here for this object and purpose, that we are our object and purpose, that to be the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why very important that to penetrate our heart, the zikr of Allah. This whole cause is so important. And the zikr, we see that ashar, we say we like the ashar. But it's actually the du'as and the pain from the heart that, Ya Allah, let this reality come into my heart. And as we learned on Yomul Khamis, on Thursday, let dil mera ho jai ek medani hu. People like myself, that many people don't understand Urdu, so we won't know. But this is actually not just to fur. This is not the object of the zikr, this is the du'as that come out from the heart of the mashayikh. That my heart is filled with everything else. So Allah, empty my heart. You made me and you made the arrangements. But, so it depends which environment I stay in. And all that Allah give us tawfiq, Allah's system is whatever Allah puts in the heart according to the desire of people who come. That is what Allah puts in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala give me all the reality. Otherwise, this is supposed to be already busy with the main lesson. But myself, Allah put in the heart that we think the main lesson is Anwaru Salah. But the first step I haven't started first. I didn't know how to get up. In years, we're reading the kitab. We're listening to the kitab. Myself, I'm reading it and listening it. And after the bayan, everybody will think, what a bayan Moana give. But did I even ponder this morning? Did I practice on the sunnah of Nabi Akram? It's supposed to be natural of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we'll understand how durood sharif, to read sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what enjoyment. We'll think, now what is this? Then the enjoyment a person will get, that when you are lost, and some Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, Allah Ta'ala says, when my banda, my slave gets lost, and he comes back, and Allah brought this opportunity, he comes back crying, Ya Allah, I'm your most useless slave, living the life of shaitan. And he says, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah gets more happy, that person who makes tawbah and crying to Allah, that, oh Allah, I'm your lost slave, and you make tawbah, more happier than a mother who's lost her child, and the child comes back into her arms, and how happy that child also feels that comfort. Allah Ta'ala gets more happy than that person who is now connected to Allah and doesn't forget Allah Ta'ala for a moment. So myself, that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here and realized that this poems to realize that dil mera ho jai ek midani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That, oh Allah, you come in my heart. That is why you made my heart for. And myself, we're making the zikr all the time, but we're just like that, myself, still like that parrot, Hazrat explains. And that is why this nur of iman has to penetrate the heart. Then when the heart is opened, or this heart operation takes place, automatically you'll see I'm still in total darkness. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize, that today we'll realize this reality, then we'll understand the great advice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that we are inna kunna azalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation. Fa'azzan Allah bil Islam. Allah gave us honor with Islam. And not just the name Islam. That is the nur that penetrated. Today we all understand what is radiation. And what is totally harmful. And we're living in this fast world. That a person, you ask a person, people who think they're advanced, you don't just make my tea hot, put it in the microwave. If you say that we don't have that, you'll say, what? Oh, you are backward. Whereas that is the worst thing that will cause harm to our heart. So here also, we have to realize, when you tell them that I'm going to the khanka now, say, what are you going there for? Just to eat and drink? No, it is come to for the heart operation, a spiritual heart, which is extremely important, and we can't pay a price for this. But we are all worried. My father is sick, or my brother is so young, and all of a sudden he got a heart attack. No, everybody will make arrangements. And this heart attack, we think, what is this cause all about? And why they are stressing all small stuff? That is, we think the sunnat aliyazu billah, to say it's small stuff. It's such an important aspect, and this is in part of this lesson of Anwarus Salah, as we learn that we have made this intention, we want to become salikin, we want to be walking, and walking on the right path. We all say we're walking. Today we're not walking, we're running, we're piloting. But where we are going? All in the opposite direction. And if somebody tells us you're in the wrong direction, we all, Allah Ta'ala consoles Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the most to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it seems generation they gave wasiyat, that these men who tell you that you're gonna go to Jahannam aliyazu billah, Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger will come, they are mad people. And Allahu Akbar, they are, the jadu and black magic has been made upon them. But don't worry, fatawalla anhum. They just, now don't be worried, because Allah Ta'ala is not going to question you why they went to Jahannam. You reminded them all the time. And if they don't listen, you remind yourself. It's beneficial. You'll be all the time checking our iman. So Allah give me tawfiq, understanding. And this is basically the introduction of Anwarus Salah, which Allah Ta'ala mentions, Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahsha'i Wal Munkar. That the Salah, if we understand what namaz is all about, automatically we'll get not just removed from disobedience of Allah, we'll start hating it. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.